This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. White space is a term that typically refers to the unused areas of a document. White space is that area between paragraphs, for example, or the space between graphics. White space helps a document look cleaner and less crowded. Well, there's another way that term white space can be used, and that's in reference to those spaces or times in our lives when we aren't doing anything. It's the space between activities. Just as white space in a document helps it look cleaner, neater, less crowded, and consequently more readable and attractive, so having white space in our personal and professional lives helps us experience more freedom from needless activity and being less overwhelmed by overbooked schedules. Our lives feel cleaner, neater, less crowded, and more controllable. We have to battle the false notion that's so prevalent in our culture that equates busyness with significance. The busier a person is, the more important they must be, so the thinking goes. Let me give an example from my own profession as a minister. If someone wants to talk with me and my secretary says I'm unavailable because I'm in a conference with someone or that I'm visiting someone in the hospital, well, those reasons for my absence will, for many people, hold more value than if my secretary were to say, Dr. Whitlock can't talk with you now. He's staring out his window, reflecting on issues of life importance. You see, we tend to place a higher value on activity, even if it's useless activity, than we do on spending time in stillness and solitude. This past week, my wife Lori and I spent several days with my mother, who lives in a long-term care facility in Lubbock, Texas. Neither Lori nor I took our laptops because we know it's difficult to get a Wi-Fi connection in that facility. And then my mother, at age 95, has gotten a little hard of hearing, and she moves very, very slowly in her walker. So we, too, had to slow down, listen carefully to her, look her in her eye, and talk directly to her, instead of multitasking with our computers and phones while trying to converse with her like we often do with ourselves. We were forced to pay exclusive attention to Mom. And guess what? It was like going back in time and actually engaging in more meaningful conversations with her and ourselves. Have you ever stopped to realize how social media has grown to tyrannize us? It feeds our addiction to busyness. As long as we have that phone in our hand checking our messages or that computer before surfing the internet, we live under the illusion that activity inevitably moves us forward when in reality it can derail us. And I'm not advocating a complete disavowal of electronic devices, but there are times when we have to deliberately create white space in our lives. So how do you do that? One thing, simply shut it down. Plan spaces of time when you don't answer your phone or respond to messages unless it's a true emergency. And let me tell you, there are few true emergencies in life. Just because someone texts you at 9 p.m. because they forgot to do something doesn't mean you are necessarily obligated to respond at that hour. If you didn't receive that message, say your phone was turned off, would it really matter? Secondly, look around. Having white space allows you time to look around and notice things you wouldn't if you're constantly on the go. Lori and I have been taking early morning walks. I enjoy seeing the sun peep over the horizon or gazing at the hills, which we in Kentucky call knobs, out there in the distance. I sometimes imagine that I'm a traveler driving down the highway that's close to us as we walk. What would I see if this were the first time I saw this place? Thirdly, look within. Take time to look inside yourself. Who are you really? What do you stand for? What are your values? What's going on within your heart? There's a proverb that says, ponder the path of your feet. Finally, look ahead. What activities are worthy of your time? After all, this is your life we're talking about here. And what activities do you need to drop? Where are you going with your life? And as I've said in an earlier podcast, when you get where you're going, will you be there? Take time today to stop and just stare. Create some white space in your life today. It's where the really important stuff of life percolates and happens. and join me next week. In the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.